This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When they were going through a hard time, they just kept calling on Allah. They just kept talking to Allah. They kept crying out to Allah. They made conversation with Allah. Inna kunna min qablu nad'uhu.
وَالطُّورِ وَكِتَابٍ مَسْطُورٍ
Inna kunna min qablu nad'uhu. And before even that, so Allah protected us from the punishment of hell. And we used to be worried about our families. But even much before we were even worried about our families, notice the min qablu this time. There's an extra min. In the previous ayah, two ayahs ago, there was qablu without min. But now there's min qablu, which means even before then, and even since the beginning, we were doing something. Nad'uhu. We just kept calling Allah. This is a summary of their remembrance of their entire life. All these people in Jannah, from all these different centuries, all these different continents, all these different languages, and they all have one thing in common. When they were going through a hard time, they just kept calling on Allah. They just kept talking to Allah. They kept crying out to Allah. They made conversation with Allah. Inna kunna min qablu nad'uhu. And dua nad'u means two things. Call him and also means pray to him. Ask him for things. Make dua from him. We kept praying to him. We kept asking him. We kept begging him. We kept talking to him and begging him and talking to him and begging him. This is what we did. This was our relationship with Allah. Ya Allah, just give me this. Ya Allah, just give me this. Ya Allah, just give me this. And then what did Allah prove himself to be? Innahu huwa al-barrur rahim. A unique name of Allah. Never in the Quran does Allah describe himself as al-barr except this ayah. Al-barr. This is the only place in the Quran where Allah describes himself as al-barr. Barr is used in other places in the Quran. Like وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Like, for example, another version of this word, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. So it's used in other places. But for Allah, you've seen Ar-Rahim before, but what have you not seen before? Al-Barr. So let's understand what Al-Barr means. Al-Barr originally means land far away from the water. Land far away from the water. The land close to the water is reef. Reef. And the land inland is barr. The idea is it's the opposite of bahr. So let's understand this first. When you're in the sea and you're on a ship, are you absolutely safe? No, it depends on the sea, doesn't it? If the sea decides and it turns into a tsunami wave or something, the ship can overturn. There could be a lightning strike. Anything can happen, but you're not safe until you reach what? Land. And once you reach land, even the reef area is still dangerous because large waves can come and strike the land. But when will you feel, if you've been out at sea for a long time, where will you feel the safest? When you are deep inland. Now you're on stable ground. This is a reliable place for safety. From it comes the idea that someone who is good and reliable, like they're good for their promise. I know in American English we say this, you may not have heard of it. You say, hey, can I borrow $20? I'm good for it. I'm barr for it. Meaning I'm reliable, I'll pay it back. Allah is good for His promise, is one of the main implications of the ayah here. In other words, barr actually means good, but good in what sense? Good in being reliable. God is good. God is reliable. We used to call Him and pray to Him and pray to Him and because He is the ultimate one that is good for promises. He fulfills His promise. When He promised something, إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ, you don't break the promise. So that's included inside of this meaning. And not only did He fulfill His promise, He gave me much more than what I even imagined. And that's inside what word? Ar-Rahim.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.